Now, Ben Fordham Comments. With you for every set, every stretch and every lap. Underworks, the number wonder down under for sports socks.
There are a lot of people hurting at the moment. The cost of living has pushed some families into becoming homeless. They used to live in a house or a unit. Now they live in a car or a tent. Inflation is off the charts. Electricity prices are up 18%. The petrol discounts are over. And today we'll see a sixth rise in interest rates in 6 months. But here's another cost that's jamming Aussie families, and it's not one that gets the same attention as the others. Private health insurance. It's a $26 billion industry, and it's something that more than half of us use every year. Private health cover costs the average person $160 a month, so it's not cheap. $2,000 a year. For the average family of four, it's more than $5,000 a year. And when it works well, it is a lifesaver. You're covered in an emergency, your wait times and costs are reduced, and there's the annual discounts on things like dental and physio, and it starts to become a no-brainer for most Australians if and when they earn over $90,000. Otherwise, you're effectively taxed for not having it. But let's stop and think for a minute. Does anyone believe that they're getting anywhere close to value for money when it comes to private health insurance? If you're paying $2,000 a year, every year, for the rest of your life, where does all of that money go to? Well, this is going to give you a little bit of an idea, and I'm grateful to the Sydney doctor, Kyle Sheldrick, who's looked into this and done all of the homework for us. And we've cross-checked his numbers via the watchdog APRA. So there's a few numbers here to take in, but it's worth listening carefully to it because then you'll realise that something doesn't add up here. So last financial year, health insurance premiums increased by $911 million. So they went up by $911 million last year. So where did the extra $911 million go? Well, only $141 million went into actual healthcare benefits. $141 million out of $911 million. Your provider spent an extra $199 million on their own expenses. So $199 million on expenses out of the $911 million. Now, if you're wondering what happened to the rest, well, have a listen to this. About $570 million went towards their profits. Or if you work that out as a percentage, from the additional $911 million we paid in premiums, roughly 16% went to actual healthcare benefits, 22% went to expenses for your health fund, and more than 62% was profit. How is that value for money? Our insurance premiums have increased by 54% over the past decade. Now, I'm not going to run through all of them, but let me single out NIB, and we'll be having a look at the other health funds over coming days and weeks. NIB has got about 1 million members. And Dr. Kyle Sheldrick has done the maths on NIB. He says last year, NIB paid out $50 million less in benefits. Health insurers skim premiums for admin costs, marketing, executive bonuses, and profits. In 2014, NIB was skimming 12 cents per dollar, now 21 cents. So you get less, they get more. NIB made a profit last year of $133 million. Their CEO, Mark Fitzgibbon, took home $3 million. Now, don't get me wrong, private health insurance is important. If you can afford it, you should have it. But the next time your premiums go up, you might want to politely ask your health fund a simple question. How much of this increase is going towards healthcare, and how much of it is going into your pockets?